T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hey man, it's a day full of baseball. The New York Yankees just tied their game against the Toronto Blue Jays. They're tied at one run apiece in the bottom of the third. McMahon just hit a home run for the New York Yankees. Okay. Meanwhile, in Chicago, the Cubs are trying to stay alive against the Brewers. The Cubs lead 4-3. The Brew Crew, they're trying to tie this game and eliminate the Cubs. We'll keep you up to date on all the action as we continue on. Congratulations earlier today. The Tigers, they stay alive, forcing a game 5 against Seattle. And about an hour from now, the Dodgers are going to take on the Phillies. They're trying to eliminate them. We'll keep you up to date on everything as the night continues on. We get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to Pete Fuatak for joining us to talk about some college football. We talked about the Eagles. They're already having a meeting about their offense. Who gets the ball? Who doesn't get the ball? Yeah, so much drama for a 4-1 team. Kyler Murray is dealing with a foot injury. Joe Flacco is going to get the start for the Cincinnati Bengals. He just got there, just traded yesterday. Will already start against the Packers. Good luck to him against Michael Parsons. Shedeur Sanders, not necessarily the number two quarterback in Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo says, yeah, I'm in Milwaukee. For now, I'm entitled to change my mind. He said it's human nature. Kevin Durant says he wouldn't mind playing with Russell Westbrook again in Houston. And then we got so much more to get into. Got Allen Iverson, who's sober. Good for the answer. Jason Tatum has a new job. And in the NCAA, we talked a little bit about this with Pete Fuatak. NCAA is going to allow their student athletes to gamble on pro sports. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? We'll get into all of that. But it is Wednesday. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, is in New York City. And every single Wednesday, we bring you a new top six list. On the heels of all the drama in Philadelphia right now, never seen a 4-1 team. Maybe this is the beginning of the end. Never seen a 4-1 team go through so much beef. A.J. Brown wants the ball, is on social media complaining about it. In honor of him, today's top six list, we're going to look at some of the biggest diva wide receivers of all time. Wide receiver is a special position. You got to get the ball. You got to demand the ball. You have to share the ball. You know, they're not eight running backs or four or five running backs on the team. You typically get one or two that split the carries. Quarterback gets the damn ball all the time. You may only have one or two tight ends who are typically in action. The wide receiver's got to run down the field, expel all that energy, run the route, and then hope they get the ball. the best wide receivers. They can play an entire game. They may only end up with, you know, you never know. 8 catches is a good day. 7 catches is a good day. Damn it, in a game, you may only be targeted 7 times, 5 times. You could run out there all game long and really get the ball. That's why A.J. Brown isn't happy. Philadelphia Eagles are a power team. They're rushing and running the ball. He wants them to throw. Well, damn it, they threw it the other day and they lost. He's on social media. He's complaining. He's answering questions at his locker. There are questions about whether or not he's fully running his routes. A.J. Brown is acting like a diva right now. He wants to get paid. He wants to keep his numbers high. He doesn't want to fall off. I can't fault him in that regard. But over the course of time, we've had some other wide receivers that have just really taken things to another level. We've got wide receivers who have been called divas. And so without wasting any more time, it's time for us to get into a new top 6 list, taking a look at some of the biggest diva wide receivers of all time.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top 6 list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a new top 6 list. We're taking a look at some of the biggest diva wide receivers of all time, and without wasting any of it, let's start things off with number what?
Number 6.
And number 6. Oh, he was a diva. He might be on TV now and people love him. I think he has matured greatly. And number 6, you want to talk about a big diva? I'm going with number 84, Randy Moss. Oh, we know how great he was. Okay, the man went into the Hall of Fame in 2018. This man is jumping over cornerbacks. He's mossing guys. But there are so many instances I remember of Randy Moss just kind of being a jerk, like squirting the official with that water bottle. Remember off of the field, Randy Moss was pushing that traffic agent down the block with his car. Remember the time that he mooned the fans in Green Bay? Well, he acted like he did. And then he got fined, and then he said, well, I'm rich. I'm gonna pay the fine with straight cash. Randy Moss was a interesting individual. And then there was that famous time where he was quoted as saying, I play when I want to play. It took almost 20 years for him to go, that comment was misconstrued. Randy Moss was great. He was so great. At one point, he said, you know what? I don't even go out here. I don't even warm up. I just play.
Y'all know I don't stretch. So if everybody asking why 84 ain't stretching, y'all know I don't stretch. Anybody pay attention to Viking football, 84 don't stretch on game day. I come ready. I came out the womb, I was ready. Tell them, mama, you know I was ready. That's why you had me.
Hey, well, listen. I'm glad he's been humbled a little bit in life. He's dealt with some health issues, God bless him. But it seems that he is a much warmer, responsible, respectful guy. And shout outs to Randy Moss, one of my favorite players ever. But there ain't no doubt this guy, Randy Moss, was a diva, man. Had him number 6 on the list. Top 6 diva wide receivers of all time. Randy Moss at 6. Who's next?
Number 5.
Oh, man. Diva? Poof. Drugs, divas, championships. Michael Irvin hits you with the trifecta. I got Michael Irvin at number 5 on the list. Okay, we know about the 3 Super Bowl championships. Speaking of 3, we know about the triplets, him, Troy Aikman. Okay? We know about Emmitt running to championships with the Dallas Cowboys. It's kind of crazy to think Michael Irvin was on the team when they last had their glory years. He was also on the team in 96 when he was suspended for cocaine. And then we also know that, well, more recently, he was fired from ESPN. He was accused of sexual assault. And even before that, there was a story that was covered up. Michael Irvin stabbed one of his teammates in the neck because he was a younger guy And Michael Irvin wanted a haircut first, so he stabbed him with the barber scissors? Are you kidding? What are you talking about? Listen to this. This is Jeff Pearlman telling this story. This is Going Deep with Chad Ochocinco and JT.
Cowboys used to bring in a barber to training camp because where they trained, it was very hard to find someone who did black hair, which is a problem for any black kid growing up in America in a white town. You can't find a good barber. And they bring a barber in. And the Cowboys had an offensive lineman named Everett McIver who went to get his haircut. And Mike Irvin goes, seniority. All the offensive linemen are like, "That, don't get up, don't get up." Mm-hmm. And Irvin's like, seniority. And Everett McIver's like, "F*** you." And he's refusing to get up. And they start getting in a pushing match. And Michael Irvin grabs the barber scissors and stabs him in the neck and drags it along. And blood is spouting everywhere and blah, blah, whole thing. It's a crazy scene. Michael Irvin at the time was on probation. So if that had gotten out, he's going to jail. So the Cowboys never reported it, gave Everett McIver a nice payoff. I think he's one of the most unique characters in sports, modern sports history, where he was using drugs and he was womanizing left and right and he was out late every day. But I've never seen a guy like this ever, ever, ever. Somehow he demanded accountability at the same time. And like teammates fed off of him. And the leader of that team wasn't Troy Aikman and it wasn't Emmitt Smith. It really was Michael Irvin at the same time he's living this crazy ass life off the field.
I mean, well, we've heard this before. Cocaine is a hell of a drug, right? I mean, sometimes I see Michael Irvin rooting for them Hurricanes. I'm like, damn it, what is he hyped up on? Life, I hope he is. Michael Irvin, oh yeah, you want to talk about a diva? Stabbing a guy in the neck over a haircut. That's criminal. They paid to cover it up. Top six diva wide receivers of all time. Michael Irvin, five. Who's next?
Number four.
Oh, this guy just, what a life he's lived. Oh. And number four on the list, diva wide receivers, I'm giving you Andre Rison. Where do I start? This guy had so much success as one of the top wideouts in the game. Five-time Pro Bowl. I think he went four times here in Atlanta with the Falcons. This guy was great when he wasn't beefing. When he wasn't beefing with his teammates. When he wasn't beefing with his coaches. Guys like Tom Coughlin. I remember he was with the Jaguars yelling at Brunel in his own personal life. His girlfriend at the time. God rest her soul, Lisa Left Eye Lopez decided to burn his house to the ground. Man, we had an entire 30 for 30 where it felt like Andre Rison was a centerpiece because he was just buying houses and cars and cursing at people. This guy was a diva to the top. I remember when he returned or when Deion returned to Atlanta and then you got Deion out here versus Andre Rison, these guys over here slapping each other around on the football field. Listen to Deion tell you about it on the New Heights podcast.
Then I'm the only guy that swung on a man and didn't get thrown out of game.
There we go.
we got some duking going on. Andre Rison and Deion Sanders. That's a classic.
It was a lot of little animosity. I was going back to the crib to play. My former teammates was hating on. I know these guys like a book.
Oh, he knows him like a buck, and well, they were irritating the hell out of each other. Andre Rison, man. He's had it rough when he played. He's had it rough post-career. He was sitting down with that informant, Vlad TV. I think he's an informant, allegedly. Vlad TV was getting a scoop on Andre Rison, and well, Andre had a lot of cars, a lot of houses, and maybe that's why he's broke.
And in my lifetime, right. I had probably about 34 Benzes, probably about 8 Ferraris. Probably about 14 Beamers, probably about 20 trucks.
Why? And there you have it. You didn't need to sit down and watch the 30 for 30 broke. You just heard it in about 15 seconds. Andre Rison, one of the biggest diva wide receivers of all time. He's number four on the list. How can you be more of a diva than Andre Rison? Where are we going next?
Number three.
You know, I wouldn't say that he was the player. He was a good player. He was the first overall pick in 1996. He went to the New York Jets. At number six, you want to talk about a diva? Keyshawn Johnson. Man, if Keyshawn Johnson played in the era of social media, would we have gotten his book? This man had a book, and it was called just give me the damn ball. I wish I was lying. The guy was playing for the New York Jets and had a book written called Give Me the Damn Ball, a guy in his 20s. This was an autobiography. And in Keyshawn's book, he took a dump on his wide receiver teammate, Wayne Krabet, called the guy a mascot, said that he's not as good as him. He demanded more touches. And it's just like, man, you playing in New York. They got him the hell up on out of here. He ended up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And even with the Buccaneers, Keyshawn was still beefing. Okay, he got issues with John Gruden, and he went back with Parcells and the Cowboys. There was so many issues with Keyshawn. Like, I've never heard a guy write an entire book about getting me the ball and then taking a dump on his teammates. Listen to this story about Keyshawn just getting into it with John Gruden.
The early frustration with the offense was obvious. Receiver Keyshawn Johnson lashed out at the head coach on national TV.
I hate to break this to everybody out there, but you're only allowed to have 5 eligible receivers. And if you want 2 tight ends and 2 backs, you only have 1 receiver in a game. We call it U personnel.
I want you, Big Ten!
And I remember on Monday Night Football, we called U personnel McCardle instead of U personnel Keyshawn.
You, McCardle! You, Keenan McCardle! Get Keyshawn out of the game!
And he didn't like it. But that stuff happens all the time. Bottom line was, we tried every which way we could to get Keyshawn to be a big part of the game.
And Keyshawn just never wanted to be happy. Keyshawn Johnson was just miserable all the damn time. And now if you want to hear him be miserable, I think you can find Keyshawn on Fox. I don't watch, but I think every now and then I see him. Yeah, this guy wrote a book about wanting a ball and how much better he was than his own teammates. He published a book about this. What are we doing? I got Keyshawn Johnson, number 3 on my list, top 6 diva wide receivers of all time. If Keyshawn's 3, where are we going next?
Number 2.
Now, I like this guy a lot. Man, we've had him here on the show. He is a diva, though. At number 2 on the list, it's Terrell Owens. It's T.O. Shout-outs to T.O. Hall of Famer, did it his own way. 5-time All-Pro, 3rd all-time in yards, 3rd all-time in touchdowns. He is, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He went into the Hall of Fame in 2018, but throughout the course of his career, he was not shy in calling out anybody. He looked at his own quarterback with the 49ers and Jeff Garcia and was just like, this guy ain't good enough. He's not. This guy ain't good enough. Threw Jeff Garcia under the bus. Man, he ended up in Philadelphia with the Eagles. Him and McNabb, ooh, they can't stand each other. Had no problem calling out McNabb. And he's saying, yeah, I came back from a broken leg to play in the Super Bowl, and this guy's over here throwing up. He doesn't even have the gumption or the moxie. And then when his time in Philadelphia was coming to a close, who can ever forget? In 2005, Andy Reid had to deal with this before he got to, like, Mahomes. T.O. was doing a press conference in his front yard, just sitting around doing sit-ups after Andy Reid sent him home. Like, Terrell Owens was prime time, always ready to put on a show. The show was always about him. Listen to this workout. I'll never forget it. NBC Sports Philly.
Y'all want me to order y'all some pizza?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Can I run by the way? Let me get the pizza number first. Hold on.
Okay. It was a difference of opinion. I think the report is now that I was blowing my fans off. That's not the case.
So this is really about the fans, too. I mean, they want to see you back.
I love the fans. I got no problem with the fans. Heads up. They don't pay me to go in there and talk to everybody and be friendly to everybody. I go in there, they paid me to play, and they paid me to perform.
I don't get mad at nobody.
There you go. Did you curse at Andy Reid?
Nope.
If he wants to be a man about it and really, you know, have me go on the air and really tell the people what happened, then I can.
Is the contract situation the problem here?
I got sent home to Wednesday for whatever reason. Like I said, I mean, it was just a difference of opinion. I was defending myself, so.
Hey, did anybody, how many is that? Damn. Y'all making me lose count.
Yeah, I mean, who's doing interviews and doing sit-ups out here? Oh, yeah, after that? Yeah, but T.O. was done. Very next season, he spent 3 years in Dallas. Remember that 1 year he had in Buffalo? At 37 years old in Cincinnati with Ocho Cinco. 37 years old, Terrell Owens. 983 yards receiving. Took a little with 9 touchdowns. Yeah. And Terrell Owens, damn, I can't believe his career ended in 2010, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He has some contemporaries who agree. But Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, they were on their show talking about how T.O.'s emotion was just crazy.
He's an emotional guy.
That's when you know you love the game of football, though. When a play can make you cry.
He loved football, but he didn't love a lot of the team stuff. Andy Reid is considered a big player coach, right?
Player coach that takes no shit.
And he had to get him out. And they traded him in the division to Cowboys. That's crazy to me. That's a wild move. If you go in division against, like, your rival, that's, like, one of the oldest rivalries in God football. Mm-hmm. Philly Cowboys. And he was still elite. That's how wild of a dude you have to be.
Yeah, T.O. was a wild dude. One of the greatest players of all time. And he was a magnet for attention. I got Terrell Owens at number 2 on my list. Biggest diva wide receivers of all time. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about the biggest diva wide receiver in NFL history. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations to the Cubs. They live to fight another day. The Cubs just beat the Brewers 4-3. Okay, Milwaukee now leads the series 2-1. You had Keller come through and finish out this game. Gets the 1 3rd inning save, 2 strikeouts to kind of shut things down. The Chicago Cubs, and they hold off. At one point, they take a 4-1 lead. Milwaukee fought back into the 7th, pushing it to 3-4, but Milwaukee can't close things out. And so the Chicago Cubs live to see another day. Meanwhile, it's the end of the 4th inning, in the Bronx, New York, the Yankees and Blue Jays, they are tied at one run apiece in the top of the fifth. We'll keep you up to date on all the baseball as things continue. Right now, as I do every Wednesday, I'm sharing with you a new top six list. We're taking a look at some of the biggest diva wide receivers in NFL history. And thank you so much, A.J. Brown, for the inspiration. And I'm seconds away from sharing with you who I have at number one on the list. And if you've missed the list, you want to go ahead and hear it from top to bottom. Well, what we've given you so far, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And number six, I gave you Randy Moss. Yeah, he might be lovable on TV now. This guy used to squirt water at officials. He used to, throw footballs at the opposition. He used to fake moon fans. He would get fined by the league. He was hitting traffic cops with his car. Yeah, Randy Moss, six, the biggest diva wide receivers of all time. Number five, I gave you Michael Irvin. The guy stabbed a teammate in the neck with barber scissors over whose turn it was to get a haircut. Don't get me started on the drugs and other things. I hope Michael Irvin is clean. God bless him. And number four, I gave you Andre Rison. This guy fought with everybody. His teammates, coaches, girlfriends. He fought with the banks. He had to fight with everybody. And number three, you want to talk about a diva? I gave you Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn Johnson wrote a book about being a diva. He named it Just Give Me the Damn Ball. He trashed his teammates. He trashed his former wide receiver, Wayne Corbett, called him a mascot. And then even after the fact, Wayne Corbett took the high road. Now, Keyshawn Johnson was a pain in the ass everywhere he went. At number two, I gave you Terrell Owens. Beat up on Jeff Garcia verbally. Beat up on Donovan McNabb verbally. Got into it with Andy Reid. And Terrell Owens knew how to do things one way. That was his way. He went out there and bust his ass. One of the greatest wide receivers of all time. I got T.O. at number two on my list. When you talk about biggest diva wide receivers of all time. And so if Terrell Owens is number two, where does that leave us right now?
Number one.
You want to talk about the biggest wide receiver? The biggest diva wide receiver in NFL history? He's not just a diva. This guy is trouble. This guy's had problems. And number one, it's Antonio Brown. He's a diva. He's troubled. He got issues. I mean, he's 37 years old. He had Hall of Fame potential. He should be in the Hall of Fame. But he's just nuts. He got issues. People like to tell you that Vontaze Burfict, ever since he got hit by Vontaze. No, that has nothing to do with it. With this man's talent, before he even knew who Vontaze Burfict was, there's a reason that Antonio Brown was drafted in the sixth round. There's a reason why coming out of college, he came out of Central Michigan. People always had concerns about his background and his makeup. And it proved to be true. Yeah, he was a seven-time Pro Bowler. But even in Pittsburgh, by the time he emerged, he couldn't stick around. I mean, Antonio Brown is over here Facebook Live. He's on Facebook Live, while Mike Tomlin is in the locker room giving a speech. Like, who does that? The Steelers are losing games, and he's over here on social media telling everybody how great he is. Antonio Brown, he moves on to the Raiders. They move him to the Raiders. He doesn't even play a game with the Raiders. This guy's complaining about his helmet. He's burning his feet and chirotherapy, he's dissing the GM before he ever suits up. He goes to the Raiders, doesn't even play a game. Listen to Antonio Brown talk about going to Vegas and never even playing.
So I go to Oakland and I get a big deal. As a player, you're just thinking like, yo, I want to be a champion. So I call Mark Davis, as a smart man I am, because I could have just said, yo, my back hurt, and just got the $30 million. So as an honorable man, I told him, like, yo, I don't want to be a Raider. Save him his money. And I got a chance to play with Tom Brady at the Patriots.
But they weren't hearing that, though. They weren't just going to let you go, though.
No, he did. He let me go right away. And I'm like, yo, Mark, I love everything about here. I love money, but this is not championship culture. This is not the environment I want to be in. I love you. I appreciate the $30 million, but I already got $30 million. Because to me, it's like now I'm on a war tour to show people, like, you read about me on TV. You saw me in the stadium. Like, here I am.
Antonio Brown went to the Patriots. Okay? Tom Brady went to bat for him. There's now allegations against Antonio Brown about sexual assault. Tom Brady let the guy sleep in his house in his basement. He played one game. And then he's threatening the lady that he has the issue with who's suing him for sexual assault. Bill Belichick and the Patriots go, nah, man, you got to get out of here. And then Antonio Brown is dissing Tom Brady, who went to bat for him. And then he ends up on the Buccaneers. And Tom Brady goes to bat for him again. And this time, he quits on the team. The last time we ever saw Antonio Brown on a football field was 2022. The Bucs were taking on the Jets. Antonio Brown was not happy with the balls that were coming his way. He's complaining about Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians tells him, relax. And, well, Antonio Brown, in one of the craziest scenes you'll ever see on a football field, he takes off his pads, he throws up the peace sign, and he runs off of the field with no damn shirt. What a shock, what a surprise here. Antonio Brown, he says the Bucs, they wanted him to go get his mental health checked out. What a shock.
Yeah, these guys at Tampa Bay Bucs try to make an agreement with me to give me $200,000 to go to the crazy house so these guys could look like they know what they're talking about. These guys are unprofessional.
Wait.
Treated me
they
wrong.
Offered you $200,000 for
them.
What?
The offer was Antonio would basically sit on the sidelines, go on some list, and commit himself to some form of intensive mental health treatment. And we were specifically told in writing by the general manager twice, don't spin this any other way.
Oh, well, he doesn't need help on the football field. We don't know where Antonio Brown is. I mean, as of right now, this moment, this second. Because he has a warrant out for his arrest for attempted murder, for pulling a gun at a celebrity boxing event. He will tell you it's self-defense. We have no idea where this man is. You want to talk about diva? I mean, I could go on a list of things that he's done. He's on video harassing the mother of his kids. There's the lawsuits about the guy with the truck. There's the lawsuits about throwing the furniture over the thing. Damn it. How about this? Antonio Brown. Man, I helped set him up for a gig when he was, I guess, kind of in his right mind. This man owes me money. I'll never see it. And I'm small potatoes. Yeah, you want to talk about the biggest diva wide receiver in NFL history? Now, Antonio Brown, he's number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's more divas, right? Is there somebody that stands out to you? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And number six, I gave you Randy Moss. Number five, I gave you Michael Irvin. Number four, I gave you Andre Rison. Number three, I gave you Keyshawn Johnson. Number two, I gave you Terrell Owens. Number one, I gave you Antonio Brown. Who are some big wide receivers? Who are some big divas? Who are some of the biggest diva wide receivers that we've ever seen in the NFL? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And speaking of divas, well, thank God this guy turned his life around. Looks like Allen Iverson. People looked at him like a diva. It looks like things are going in a positive direction for AI. We'll talk about Iverson. I'll get to your calls. There's so much going on. What's going on in the baseball world? What else is going on all over the place? It's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test.
So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The Toronto Blue Jays have now taken a 2-1 lead against the New York Yankees. They just finished up the fifth. Let's see if the Yankees can tack on a run or two. Otherwise, the Yankees will be... Well, they'll be going on vacation. We'll see them in spring training. Let's see what the Yankees can do. Meanwhile, we got about, let's say, 30 minutes or so before we get the Philadelphia Phillies in the same position as the Yankees. They better win, otherwise they go home. Just gave you a new top six list. Thank you so much to A.J. Brown for the inspiration. We discussed the top six diva wide receivers of all time. If you missed all the fancy audio and whatnot, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And number six, I gave you Randy Moss. He's changed his image over the past, 10 years. Much a warmer, kinder, gentler, apologetic Randy Moss. A much more mature individual. He's a grown man now. And number five, I gave you Michael Irvin. I don't know if we can say the same thing about Michael, okay? I mean, some of the issues he's had in regards to lawsuits and what have you, I don't know if he's matured. And then before I gave you Andre Rison, he was a problem on and off the field. I don't care if it was Tom Coughlin, Deion Sanders, or his girlfriend, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, or maybe it was the bank. He had a lot of beef with the banks. He had like 50 million cars. Andre Rison, big diva. And number three, I gave you Keyshawn Johnson. Before we had social media, he literally wrote a book, Just Give Me the Damn Ball. And he trashed his teammates. He trashed his fellow wide receiver. Could you imagine Jamar Chase publishing a book and then saying, stop throwing the ball to T. Higgins? That's what we got out of Keyshawn Johnson in the 90s. What are we doing? And number two, I gave you Terrell Owens. Do I have to go through the list of all the reasons that T.O. is a diva? And at number one, he's a diva. He's a train wreck. He is a wanted man. He has an arrest out. He has a warrant out for his arrest. Antonio Brown. The list is too long. I cannot do it. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Antonio Brown is number one on my list. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get to your calls. We got an hour to hang out a little bit more. We'll talk about Allen Iverson. A lot of people considered him to be a diva. AI has certainly, he's also, as he's gotten older, turned his life around. And he actually celebrated a, a tremendous milestone. We'll get into all of that. Let's get to the phone lines. We got people here, thoughts on Divas. 888-710-4ISN. Jalen is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jalen?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, you have a really good list right there, but I'm surprised you ain't mentioned this this wide receiver from Miami, Mr. Tyreek Hill.
Oh, he's on his way, man. We know. Well, we could talk about a lot of what he's done. What stands out to you? You going to tell me about the Dolphins recently, or is there more?
Well, yeah, there is that. And, you know, he did win that Super Bowl. I'll give him credit with that. But just talking about your quarterback like that and saying that you want it out and, you know, his agent has to kind of go back on what he said and I don't really want to down him right now because he on that injury, but yeah, I mean, just it don't look real good on him, especially with those assaults that he had back in college too. So
yeah,
kind of bad.
Well, you know what? Just because the guy is injured doesn't mean that you can't tell the truth. I mean, he was acting like a jackass before he broke his leg and every ligament and kneecap, and you know. I'm not going to call it karma. It ain't my job. But I don't think there's too many people who are going to look at Tyreek Hill and feel sorry for him. He was acting like a jackass for years.
Yeah, that is true. Yes, sir.
So all the best to him in his recovery. But I don't got sympathy for him as a person. Don't particularly care for him as a person. Never even met him. But I think I know enough. Hey, Jalen, thank you for calling from Texas, man.
Yes, sir. You have a good day, brother.
You as well. Call anytime. Yeah, you know. You sit here with a microphone in front of you, and I can say whatever I want. And depending on how crazy it is, maybe it gets dumped, maybe it doesn't. You know, but I try not to judge anybody too far on a personal basis without knowing them. But you have enough instances where, like, it seems and appears that human decency just goes out the window with certain guys. Like, I do not need to know everybody personally. I don't need to have a full interaction with you. So I think make a normal conclusion or judgment about who you are. He's in that space. Tyreek Hill is a jackass, okay? Yeah, I don't like him. He's one of those guys, if they say, hey, you want to talk to Tyreek? No, not interested. Okay, Dana White is another guy. I know Dana White is sitting here with UFC, and I've met Dana White. Okay, but when he had the instance with his wife and, you know, he's smacking her around and they're hitting each other and all of this, none of my business, it was in public, I saw enough to go, you know what, I don't like that guy. And I'm well within my right to do that. You know, Tyreek Hill is in that space as well. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest Diva wide receivers of all time. Let's go to St. Louis and talk to an individual named Trenton. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Trenton?
Man, what's going on with you? I appreciate being on the show again, man. I just got a couple quick points that I want to hit because I don't want to take up too much time. But first off, the baseball playoffs have been amazing. Like, the energy in New York, I'm not a big fan because I'm a Cardinal fan, but, I mean, that place has been going crazy. It's been great to watch on TV. Also, for your list, I don't have any specifics, but for some reason, Steve Smith and Chad Ochocinco come up. And I'm wondering if you thought about them at all.
Yeah.
The whole thing with Mark Sanchez is crazy. I remember listening to it yesterday as it broke, and I thought he was – I didn't think he was the aggressor. And then they said he was the aggressor, and I was like, what? You just messed up your whole career, your whole after career. You know what I mean? Like, I guess Fox got sued or something like that on top of it.
Fox is in a lawsuit. You know, I'm no lawyer. I don't know how you're going to sue Fox. Why? Because he was out there on company business, but –
Hey, right, agreed. You know, I'm like, what this
guy's going he's going to get paid. Look, if Mark Sanchez really went out there and the evidence points to it, I don't know. We'll find out. But if Mark Sanchez was really drunk, accosted this guy, and the dude had to defend himself, then, yeah, Mark Sanchez, he may be facing time. He may be facing a fine. He may You know, he may slap him on the wrist. I don't know. But like you said, Mark Sanchez is he's going to pay for this one, man. This is not easy. He beat up the guy's almost 70 years old.
Right. Like you normally say, he's going to get the boot. It's a wrap.
Yeah, he's going to get the boot. Then, elder abuse, man. You can't beat up the elderly. What are we doing?
It's crazy. It is. Also, real quick,
yes.
Your boy, Billy Belichick, and Russell Wilson are playing themselves. I mean, Bill Belichick's still going in the Hall of Fame. I don't know about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you're not.
But they both kind of mirror each other right now. It just doesn't look good. And just because you brought it up and I noticed it, McDaniels in Miami, he just sounds like he don't have it. He just,
all
the time.
Yeah, take it from a guy who speaks for a living. I've studied speech my whole damn life, and I'm not perfect at it. But I can listen to somebody and know who pretty much can command a room. He's not leading anybody. And I'm sure when he talks to the public and when he's in front of a press conference, he's different than when he's addressing, you know, his locker room. That guy ain't it. He's on borrowed time. He's going to be out of there sooner than later. And
players are tuned out. He seems to be tuned out.
Oh, yeah. He's walking.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, he's going to be out the door. Hey, thank you, Trenton. Appreciate you.
Hey, I heard today that Bill Belichick, they're talking about recruiting allegations, violations, and that he's trying to exercise that buyout option. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and let you speak on it, though.
Well, thank you, Trent. Appreciate you for calling from St. Louis. Yeah, we had that conversation. I asked Pete Fuatek. He joined us last hour from collegefootballnews.com. There are a lot of rumors and stories going around that Bill Belichick is ready to just jump ship. That Bill Belichick has not been in full communication with his staff. We know about this Hulu series getting canceled. There's reports that he's having conversations with higher-ups about exercising his own buyout to leave. And Bill Belichick may say, screw these kids. I'm out of here. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think Bill Belichick, he might be gone. He may bail. What a disaster this is. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll get to more of your calls about Diva Watt receivers. We'll talk about Belichick and give you an update on the Major League Baseball playoffs. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.